baby June. Born December 1928, died February 1929. By Ralph Whiting. With deep pain my heart is longing, as I watch the silvery moon, and my empty arms if fancy, clasp a form dear baby June. But an angel sent from heaven, came and carried her away, and I'm only longing, waiting, till I meet her some sweet day. God took the blush of the morning, and the sheen of an orient pearl. He caught the coo of the homing dove, and the white of a lily curl. Then he took the blue of the skies, and the scent of a maiden's hair, and cuddled them all in his great hand. Lo, baby June nestled there. Just a little while she lingered. Broken now is life's sweet June, and across the years I'm calling, longing for you, baby June. Time has brought no rest or healing to my heart so long and sore. Let me hear you call me daddy. Hold you to my heart once more. End of poem. Hard work seemed the solution to his sorrow, so he took a contract to finish a road between Springerville and McNary, Arizona. He completed the job ahead of schedule, and with the money he went on a 2-year mission to Canada and the Eastern States. His mission brought him close to the Lord and many wonderful friends. Ralph has always had time for others, and even in the mission he remembered all the children back home at Christmas, and wrote many letters to all. He is one of the best read, when it comes to a knowledge of the gospel, and his children have benefited greatly from this. Upon his return from the mission field he met Nellie Priestley. Entman, who was at the time married to Nellie Priestley's father, tells of their meeting this way. One evening, as Entman was preparing to go out, a telegram arrived for Ralph Whiting. She turned to Nellie, who was staying with them at the time, and said jokingly, "If a tramp comes to the door while I'm gone, let him in, he's my brother, and give him this telegram." When she returned home died later that night, Ralph and Nellie had introduced themselves and were old friends. Nellie says Ralph proposed on a freeway out in California, and that's why it was a whirlwind courtship. Ralph once said to Nell, "My life didn't begin until I met you." They were sealed for time and eternity in the Mesa Temple, September 26, 1934. Nellie Priestley was born July 31, 1909 in Salt Lake City, Utah. Her mother died at the time of her birth, and she was raised by a loving grandmother and grandfather, Catherine and John T. Williams. She grew up loving all music. Even as a child she was asked regularly to sing in public, and many know her because of her beautiful voice. She was a member of the Tabernacle Choir, and was chosen to sing a solo at the first radio broadcast of the choir. Nell did housework and many other chores to pay for her music lessons. Besides singing, she played the piano and saxophone. Her talent has always been used to serve the Lord. She has given pageants and plays, and Bertha Clearman once wrote a poem for one of her special programs. Uncle Arthur has said how much Ralph is loved by, and in return loves all the children in the family. They always think of him as their loving uncle. Ralph and Nell Whiting are the parents of 6 children: John, Donald, Katie, Ralph, Rodney, and Nellie. Little Ralph Edwin, born April 22, 1937, lived only a few hours, and passed away April 23, 1937. Ralph served in many positions in the church, including a stake mission from 1937 to 1939, and was called in 1940. To be Sunday school superintendent in the Snowflake Stake. He was on the High Council in Kanab. In Mesa, he was a guide on the temple grounds for 11 years. When he was released from the High Council, Donald and Rodney were put on the council, and Ralph said, it took 2 of his boys to replace him. As a family, we have called many places home. Our first home was in Holbrook, Arizona, where we lived for about 13 years. Then we moved to Mesa, Arizona. We were in Mesa for 1 year, when for business reasons we moved to Kanab, Utah. While living in Kanab, 3 of us were married. Our father was desirous of going into business with his sons, so they started by buying a dairy in Mesa. After making the dairy a better operation, Ralph sold his interest in Whiting Bros, and he and his sons became involved in service stations, a farm, motel, etc. Dad has always liked ranching, as have his sons. They purchased a large ranch in Colorado and moved there in 1963. Our father and mother have always been willing to give of themselves and their time for others. Their home was always open to the sick or someone who just needed a close friend. After Grandma Whiting Mariah broke her hip, she spent many months with us. It was here in this home that Grandma passed away, with Mother Nell and Uncle Frank giving her the care she so richly deserved. Aunt Elda once told Grandma she couldn't take all the boxes she was packing, there just wouldn't be room. Grandma just looked at her and said with a twinkle in her eye, "Ralph always finds room for everything I want to take." Grandma was a real part of our family. Ralph died in 1979 and Nell died in 1982. At Ralph's funeral, Bryant Whiting said, "The way Ralph lived his life was the message he left for his posterity to follow."